Yeah, she tried to sleep with a bunch of people last year and got kicked out of the con.
Aw.
The way you said that, I was open for bad interpretations.
Fair enough.
The Sunday Skypers. A RPG actual play podcast.
Welcome to Sunny Skypers, this is Dirk. This is a return to Spirit of the Century, with the Centurions investigating a mystery. We have Darfo as the Detective Bulldozer, Conan Rogers, Wilhelm as the Congenial Explorer, Rupert Lionel Sterling Pardue, and Anna as the Flying Doctor, Daniel Brookstone, and his faithful dog, Storm. If you want more on these characters, I recommend checking out our previous Satsi episodes. Most of this adventure comes from an old Lords of Creation module called The Horn of Roland by Tom Moldvay. If any of those names ring a bell, congratulations, you're old. As the module was set in the 80s, there may be some anachronisms that slip in. Just relax and roll with them. I generally don't like to run modules, but being in a bit of a nostalgic mood, I was looking through some of my old RPG stuff, and, I thought this might give Conan a chance to do some investigative work, since last time he spent most of the adventure on the sidelines. I leave the judgment of his success to the listeners. The end result was a bit different than the more freewheeling style I would normally try to run Satsi in. It took a few more sessions than I thought it would, and it doesn't get really pulpy until the last session. But I think we all had fun, and hopefully you'll enjoy it too.
I was feeling a little nostalgic. There's an old Lords of Creation module that the part of it, and I thought, well, this would work for Spirit of the Century, but I haven't run an actual module for a long time, so we'll see how this works out.
Ah. All right. Should we play with the old characters and...
Yeah.
So forth? Okay, cool.
Well, I think Wilhelm's character and my character became quite close because we got shoved out of a plane together.
Well, at least we had to trek. No, wait, we were picked up, right?
No, we had to trek for quite some time to get to the airbase.
No, you got picked up by Darius.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
What was that series of modules called again, Dirk?
It was a game, Lords of Creation. Only a handful of people ever played it.
Okay.
Get rid of my consequence here.
Oh, yeah. Do we refresh?
Right.
And my fate points?
Yeah, I think we're going to save 5 fate points. And I think we should reduce the stress tracks to a base of 3. And then if you have endurance or resolve, you know, you add to those like you normally would.
Okay.
Okay.
That should be.
I have just one question. I had 1 fate point left, so when I refresh, does that add 5 or just add 4?
No, we'll just go back to 5.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So this is some indeterminate time. It's where it falls in your character's timeline isn't too important.
Cool.
And we'll say the Century Club has sent you guys to talk to a John Manchester, who is the... brains behind Manchester Electrical or Manchester Electronics, which I don't think they would actually use the term electronics back in the 20s, but we'll go ahead and use that.
Fair enough.
And he is supposed to have come up with some sort of new invention that the Century Cubs want you guys to go and talk to him about, sharing this with the Century Club, as they're always interested in new technologies.
Of course, we have to have the best and the brightest.
We're recruiting him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're headed there.
Yes, you're headed to New Bristol, Massachusetts.
New Bristol. Sounds like a town that could be wiped out and no one would know the difference.
Port town, I presume.
Yes.
So we're on a ship.
Well, you guys take a ship or take a train from the... the chapter house.
I remember somebody has a personal plane.
Yeah, you could have flown him up there.
But it might be cramped with that big dog.
There's only really room in there for me and Storm, so
Yeah, me and Conan probably takes the train.
So I'm going to take, cruel, I'm gonna take cruel the train
to, too. Yeah, oh, but it would be cruel to divest you of your aircraft again.
Unless she got a fate point, or he got a fate point for it.
Uh-oh. I didn't mean to... I didn't mean to do that, Dirk.
Well, actually, she it is one of her aspects, so really, I don't actually have to offer a fate point.
Oh, that's only for... The Scourge of the Sky.
So you guys can make your way up there however you wish.
Well, maybe it's a port town. Important. I would probably be on a boat from Japan, so...
I would say that you were gathered at the Century Club chapter house in Washington.
Oh, okay.
You guys were the ones there, and they said, okay, hey, you guys, go talk to this guy.
Yeah, I'm going to take a train. It would be pointless to take a plane.
Yeah, I'll go with them. Talking on my brand new, really heavy brick of a cell phone the Century Club has just acquired.
No. No cell phone.
Yeah, that would be weird science, actually. So,
and even if it was, if he invented one, he'd be the only one who had one, and there'd be no cell towers or...
Yeah. It'd have to work on a different sort of wavelength or something.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys head up there, and
cool.
You have got rooms at the New Bristol Arms, which John Manchester lives in the penthouse there, so you have an appointment with him tomorrow morning.
Sterling.
So this is, you know, an old-time hotel. You have to come in. You got the bellboys take your bags, take you to the elevator where they got the elevator operator there, and take you up to your rooms. As you're being led down the hallway to your rooms, you hear a muffled bang.
Was that the report of a pistol?
Yeah, let's see. What would I have? Would I know? I would know the sound of a gun if I heard it, right? I've been shot at and off.
Possibly. Can I roll your alertness?
Of course you know.
Awareness. Sorry, what's my awareness at? I don't think I have awareness. Oh, wait, alertness?
Alertness is what...
Okay, so that's at a +3. Let's find... I have a 3. I evened out on the fudge dice.
Okay, anybody else?
I'm gonna trust
sure,
them.
Okay.
I'm a little tired from the train, so I'm just kind of trusting them.
It should roll any time now. Oh, okay. Oh, I get a 1. An average result.
Rupert thinks, yeah, that sounded like a pistol, and Conan fears it came from somewhere above your floor.
Huh.
And now we were on our way to our room with the bellboy, right?
Right, you're out in the hallway.
I tell him to call the local authorities, and I will start running up the stairs.
Well, you see, you follow, I guess.
Yep, I'm following too. So a storm. I'm going to lure with that dog.
I'm going to check now. This is a gunshot, and other people would have heard it. So on the floor, in my mind, this is my train of thought, I would believe on the floor that this happened, a lot of people would be out looking around. Is there anything happening when I look in the hall of this, the floor up above ours?
The floor up above yours is the penthouse.
Oh, the penthouse.
Interesting.
Yeah, so can I get into the penthouse?
Yeah, you get up there and the door is locked.
Can I use fist?
Stand aside. Stand aside. I'm going to kick it in.
All right. Yeah.
Or put my shoulder through to it. I don't know.
All right.
Whatever is most appropriate.
Probably a might. Use some might.
Yes. Ooh, that's a great might roll.
Good enough. The door frame splinters and Rupert bursts into the room. And this is like the large living room of the penthouse. You can see, you know, it leads off into other rooms.
I guess we'll shout for Mr. Manchester.
All right.
Are you in here? Are you injured?
Well, while he's shouting, does anything look out of place?
Not here. You hear nobody calling out to you.
What would be the next biggest room? Is there an open room to our right? What?
You can see a hallway leading off either side of the room. Outside of the room is windows looking out over the bay.
Okay, I'm going to go down the hall slowly.
Which one?
And to the right.
I'll take left then.
At the first door, I'm going to peer around the corner because, you know, walking into a situation like that will only serve to get you shot, stabbed, and beaten. Look around the corner.
You see darkened rooms. You guys got in late, like 9 o'clock right now. You see, like, kitchen. You can see other rooms farther down the hall.
If nothing immediate is amiss, then he'll keep searching, scanning the place.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Daniel went back downstairs to get his medical bag. Excellent.
The Century Century Club has technologies that normally aren't available just yet, right?
They may be the club, but we're made up of individuals like you and me.
Okay,
so I'm
thinking of what's that one game?
I don't know, but it's not this
game. We don't have a queue, alas. Yeah.
No. That's not it. I was just wondering if a flashlight would be out of the realm of possibilities.
An electric torch? Sure. Of course you can have that. I mean, for a fake point, maybe. Or rather, it's Dirk's call.
Yeah, and it's...
I'm a crime scene investigator. I am a detective, and that would be something.
Yeah, well, I'll let you have that.
I'm going to pull that out and scan the first darkened room.
Okay, it looks like, probably a bedroom.
Is there anything amiss? Like, there's been a struggle?
No, look clean, well-maintained.
Okay, and I guess I'll go to the next room.
All right, another bedroom. Wilhelm, what's Rupert doing?
He'll check door for door, just open it, scan the room, see if anything looks out of place or odd, if he can see anything. If there are electric lights, then he'll turn those on.
All right. You turn the lights on. The next doorway along is a closed door.
Locked.
No. You can turn the handle.
Sure.
You open it, and in here, this room is lighted. You can see the body of a man slumped in the chair here. I'll see what you do right away then. We'll get to further descriptions of...
A man slumped in a chair, he'll, I guess, make a shocked face and then stride into the room and see what's the matter with him. And he'll call out Mr. Manchester.
You don't hear anything. This room is kind of a den study. You see a stuffed chair with the table next to it, sitting in front of a fireplace. There's bookcases. There's a bar with some bar stools. There's another chair. It's like a painting hanging on the wall. There are glass French doors that look like they open out onto some sort of balcony.
Uh-huh.
And you see the glass is broken in from the French doors.
Oh.
Like one of the panes.
Yes. So if he sees that, then he'll stop and see if it's... is it open? I mean, are the doors open or ajar? Or...
No, they're not open.
Huh. And then he'll continue to check on the slumped man.
You don't find a pulse. He
looks largely dead?
Yeah. He has no pulse.
Does he have any obvious wounds?
He has no obvious wounds on him. There's a spilled glass on the floor next to the chair. There's a piece of paper on the table next to him.
I think by this time, Rupert's calling for the others.
All right. Probably about the time Daniel is stepping in.
Yeah.
And Conan, you hear Rupert yelling out to you.
Well, given that we heard a gunshot and he's yelling, I'm going to run.
Well, we can't be sure it's a gunshot, right? I mean, we thought it sounded like one, but, well, anyway, go ahead.
I'm going to run down there to make sure he is not staring down the end of a barrel. All
right. I'm going to run down to see if I can do anything.
All right, so you guys arrive, and, yeah, you see Rupert staying there in this room with a, apparently, dead gentleman slumped in a chair.
Daniel, excellent. I believe this man needs your attention. Perhaps he's too far gone. I can't find a pulse. Mr. Rogers, there's something on the table there, a paper or something.
I will go over and look at the paper. Does it say anything of interest?
Yes.
Dirk?
Yes.
Daniel's going to go ahead and try to resuscitate the guy.
All right.
Careful with the broken glass there.
You don't have success.
He's dead.
You know, he can...
He's not mostly dead.
Make a medical roll. I think it'd be your science.
I have medicine.
Medicine?
Yeah, I think it'd be science plus 2 for your medical skill.
Oh, cool, okay.
6, I believe.
Well, you can tell he didn't just die. You know, it isn't like he just got shot a couple minutes ago or something. You don't find him.
So he's been dead for hours.
You don't know about hours, but you know it's not within the last couple minutes.
Can I ask, Daniel, has rigor mortis set in?
No, he hasn't been dead that long.
Okay, so he hasn't been dead more than 30 minutes.
That'd be a good guess, somewhere around there, maybe.
Can I pin... Well, I haven't done autopsy yet, but I'm assuming I'm
that
going
hole
to
in his head is very...
yeah, the note, it says, success is empty, everything seems futile, it's too difficult to explain, but I'm just too weary to continue. And it's signed John Herbert Manchester, typed on Manchester Electronics Company stationery.
It's typed.
Yeah.
The note's typed, and then there's the signatures.
I'm going to put the note into a baggie.
Baggie?
Yeah, just like a little bag. I'm sure I have an evidence bag on me.
This is like the 20s. You don't have baggies.
Okay, so I just...
Maybe you have a little envelope or something.
I'm thinking too current. I just pick it up. Is there anything that looks like something he has written other than this that I can compare the signature to?
I'll tell you what. You can give me an investigation roll, and then we can kind of go through what you are able to notice in this crime scene.
All right. I have a great investigation skill, and I have an 8.
That is very good. So you'll probably be able to locate all kinds of stuff here.
Whoa.
I go damn near everything.
Yeah. All right. So while he's has his magnifying glass out and is searching around, is there anything the rest of you are going to
do? Doing his Sherlock thing.
Yeah.
He has dust on his left sleeve. Indicating. Yeah, okay.
Probably about this time, the manager and a couple other employees come into the room and, you know, gasp at the dead body and kind of look at you guys a little.
I quickly tell them to not come in any further, that this is a crime scene.
Okay, sir. He'd send one of his guys to go call the police.
Yes.
Didn't I tell the bellhop to do that?
Yeah, he told the manager. He's a young bellhop.
Oh, okay, yeah. Fair enough. This is the 20s. The bellhop was probably 12.
So you're investigating, and you see the glass that Rupert saw broken out. You also, you notice that there are some kind of drag marks on the carpet where it looks like the other chair was maybe next to the other side of the table from the one that the dead man is in, like somebody maybe drug it recently. See, there's the fireplace, poker and shovel and stuff for taking care of the fire. There's a bookcase with a bunch of books on it. There's a bar with bar stools. There's an ice bucket half filled with ice. A rack of tumblers. You can see a bottle of Johnny Walker Black Scotch on the bar. There's a partly filled waste paper basket.
Is there a gun anywhere in the room?
You have not noticed a gun, no.
No
you
gun.
You do notice an odd brick chip and a pockmark in the brick fireplace with your keen investigative eye.
A chipped brick or?
A chip of a brick laying on the floor and a pockmark in one of the bricks in the fireplace.
Okay. Is there anything in the fireplace? Anything that would have made this...
Look at the poker.
Very subtle.
Unlit logs, fireplace screen, the page of a crumpled newspaper.
Okay, so that's stuff I'd expect to find there. Well, I guess I'll check the fireplace tools next.
Look like normal...
They're clean. If I take a... No, hang-
they've been used before. You know, so there's, you know, a bit of...
Soot I would find, but there's nothing, you know, damning on them.
No, there's like not like blood or...
There's no brick dust or a lighter portion somewhere where it might have hit the brick on the fireplace. No.
Daniel, as you're examining the body, you see that the skin has kind of a faint blue tinge to it, which...
He's cyanotic. Why?
Was the glass broken going inward or outward?
In the door, most of the glass is in. I guess since you tried to resuscitate him, Daniel would also have noticed the faint, sweet smell of bitter almonds wafting around him.
Cyanide. All right. I'm going to, because apparently this man has been dead for several minutes, I'm going to look around for what he was drinking.
Well, there's the glass right there on the ground next to you.
Can I take a small whiff of it? See if the same smell is present?
Fun little fact, cyanide has no smell.
All right. Okay. Sorry.
But it does. You are a doctor, and you would know if you took a copper penny.
All right, I would know. Anybody got a penny?
I'll give her one of mine, or give him one of mine, sorry.
Thank you, Carl. I'm going to flick it into the glass he was drinking from and wait.
If I remember right, it gets a... If it comes into contact with cyanide, it gets a weird tinge.
As you're waiting, the police arrive.
Excellent.
Is there one that obviously looks like everybody else is following him?
Yes.
I will go over to him, introduce myself, and I will point out the, you know, anything I found suspicious.
Well, as a matter of fact, this guy recognizes you, and you might recognize him. He says, Bob Davison, Chief of Police. I used to work in Boston, and you helped out on a case there once.
Ah, yes. What was his name again?
Bob Davidson.
Bob! Been a while. I will tell him what we heard. We came up here after hearing what sounded like a gunshot. He hasn't been dead long. The fact that there's no rigor mortis, it hasn't started setting in. That's 30 minutes, and I direct him to the doctor for cause of death.
All right. One of the other things that you noticed that I forgot to mention here was that the painting on the wall was slightly ajar.
When you say ajar, do you mean as if it had recently been moved a lot and put back, like something would be behind it, like a wall safe?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to go check that out.
And behind it is a wall safe.
Well, using my keen investigation skills, can I crack it?
As a matter of fact, you discover it is not even locked.
What's in it?
Metal box and some papers.
I will take everything out. By any chance, do the papers have any handwritten, better yet, a handwritten signature from the victim?
Yeah, if you start going through it, you find the will of John Manchester.
I will show the note that we found to Bob.
There's also a checkbook.
I will show the note that we found to Bob, and I will then start, I'm going to try and compare the signatures and see how close they are, if that's all
right. Yeah, do an investigation roll for that.
Meanwhile, I'll go look for the typewriter.
So I have a 4. No, 5.
Looks similar enough to you. They look like they're signatures of the same man.
But by the same hand.
The one on the note, something about the pen, or must have been something strange about the pen that was used.
Is there any pattern to the signatures? If I find other signatures, are they always written in pen? Or are they anything else I might know? Okay, so they're always written pen. Looking through the documents, is there anything else that would support him committing suicide?
Nothing that's like stands out.
And my second question is, anything that would make me suspect that this was in fact not a suicide? Because, you know, if you're going to commit suicide, I know he had an appointment with us, but we could have just been there to find the body. Was there any, you know, in his journals or handwritings, is there anything him talking about?
There's no journal.
Okay, so there's no journal. But is there any documents about something he was excited about? You know, I shouldn't say excited. Like something new, something that would take a while to go through. A patent, maybe.
No.
Can I open the small metal box?
Yes.
And what would I find in there?
Looks like jewelry. Let's see. You had the will, you got the checkbook. There's a memo that says emergency meeting with Donald, 9 o'clock sharp, my office.
Huh.
The jewelry box, that looks like nobody's ruffled through it. It looks all rather organized. Or well kept.
Yeah.
So that's probably irrelevant. But the will.
Give me an investigation roll up there.
Okay. Only a 4. I evened out on the dice.
Don't notice anything.
All right, and the final thing I think I want to do is check the will.
All right.
Does anything stand out? You know, I leave all my money to Dave.
It looks like the will splits the estate equally between his wife, Lydia, and his brother, Ralph. And there is a codicil to the will that states that the portion originally assigned to Lydia Manchester will go instead to Linda Ann Thompson, though this isn't signed.
I'm going to look at my friend Bob and say, I believe I may have found a motive for murder, and I will let him read through the will.
Well, didn't he kill himself? The suicide note there.
Yes, that would stand to reason. However, a man who is planning to commit suicide does not make meetings. They do not. And in this case, the cyanide was actually in the drink, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to explain my hypothesis. You know, what's the point in gunfire in this apartment if he was going to poison himself?
We don't know it was gunfire, though, do we?
Well, I thought we were pretty sure.
It was just a bang of some kind, which Rupert thought was gunfire and you thought was coming from the upstairs, right? It could have just been someone breaking the glass or, I don't know.
Okay, so what we thought was gunfire, and I will point out the glass that looks like it was broke in, that I think that the suicide note was a sloppy secondhand thing, that the original intention of this was to make it look like a robbery gone wrong.
I don't know how much that makes sense, but
Well, it does to me. You look at the glass. The glass is broken in from an outside door on, I'm assuming, onto a terrace or something.
Yeah, but everything else is placid and placed and very carefully. It doesn't look like, you know, if you meant for it to look like a B&E gone wrong, then...
Yeah, but what if the person didn't have time? What if they came with several plans in mind and decided, well, the robbery's the most, you know, would be the easiest. However, right after the crash, or the whatever happened, we came right up.
Well, Bob Davison, I just
tell him my suspicions, and I tell him something just doesn't feel right about, it doesn't feel like this was just a normal suicide.
He goes, well, maybe right. I'll have my guys go over things, and, you know, they'll give me a report, and we can talk in the morning.
Okay, I give him what room number I'm staying in, and...
Yes, is there anything else you want to look at here or investigate?
There's something I would like to look at.
Okay.
I'd like to look at the bookshelf.
All right.
See if anything looks out of place. I'll roll my investigation.
All right.
God, they just don't like me. Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, so what's your investigation?
Nothing.
Okay.
-1.
-3, I think.
She has 2. Investigation.
Oh, she has 2?
Good.
Bookcase. Got a bunch of books on it.
Yeah.
But it seems like this is a medical... Okay, fair enough. Never mind. That aspect doesn't work.
The engineer we were coming to see, he was drinking something. And there was also a... Well, what time is it? It's 9:30, right? About?
By about now, yeah. It was about 9 o'clock when you heard the bang.
Okay. I also mentioned Bob. I show him the scheduling that he was supposed to have somebody. Does it give a last name? I know it had a first name on there.
No, it didn't have a last name.
Yeah, the first name was something with a D.
Donald.
Yeah, if you show that to Bob, he'll go, his partner is Donald Matthews. Manchester's partner.
I will say it. We did not find him here. And after I said that, is there, by any chance in the bar, what I have noticed, was there another glass, a used one?
It was an ice bucket.
You know, there's the holder, the rack for the tumblers, and there's one missing, and there's the one on the floor.
So the one that's missing is the one on the floor?
Presumably.
My guess is, perhaps, if this was a murder, it was either Donald or Donald never made it, and you might want to have someone check on him. Or that's something I can do in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
As you wait around here, the officer sent his guys to go find the wife, and they had two live-in servants.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it would be best to make sure they were still alive and...
They all live here? I mean, is his wife's address as well?
Yes.
And she's out of town, or...?
So I assume they're searching the rest of the apartment?
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
Search the rest of the apartment, and nothing seems to be amiss. Eventually, they come up with the butler and the maid, who are the live-in servants.
So we're only missing one person now.
They say they were down listening to the radio down in the common room of the hotel. They'd been given the night off because they thought both of them were going to be going to a benefit out for the evening, which is where they go to find Mrs. Manchester.
Why, oh, why didn't I take empathy?
Well, yeah, let's see. Do I have empathy?
I think maybe Daniel has empathy. He could probably...
He could empathize with that.
Look them over and go, yep, they're lying.
Can I at least tell if they're lying or they're telling the truth?
Try your empathy.
Okay. Actually, which would be better, rapport or empathy?
It'd have to be empathy to read people.
Watch the dice hate me. Oh, they don't hate me quite as much on green, so I'm going to stay on green.
Yourself.
5.
So they're telling the truth.
Okay. I reserve my judgment then.
When Mrs. Manchester arrives.
Yes.
What has she been told? What happened yet?
Yeah, they bring her in, and she's has a handkerchief and dabbing at her eyes, and she had been at the house of Mr. and Mrs. Franklin Wright, who are their friends, and at a party until the police came and got her.
I ask if she knew anything about this meeting with his partner Donald.
No, I don't know if it's all his business dealings. I'm sure it was. Probably going to meet him tomorrow.
Oh, okay, I think that's all. Well, I should probably find out, ask Daniel if he has a read or can, if anything seems wrong with that I'm more of the technical side. Daniel's the people person.
As a curiosity, should we keep this under wraps and see if this Donald shows up tomorrow?
Yeah, I think we should do that. But I think we would have to also clear this with the police. But I think they would like to keep this, at least until an investigation is done, keep this under the hat.
Of course, the staff has already gotten wind of it, and it's a small town.
The police chief is like, yeah, I don't think that's going to be likely. Mr. Manchester was very well known, and pretty much the hotel staff had already, it's already gone through the hotel staff, so I'm...
Because did we see a typewriter in here?
There wasn't in this room.
Is there a study, perhaps?
This was the study.
Right.
There is no typewriter, no.
Perhaps Mrs. Manchester knows if there's a typewriter in the house.
She says, no, I don't think he had one. He did most of his work at his office.
Still, peculiar to carry around a note like that. Oh, well. You still have the note, though, do you, Mr. Rogers?
Did I get it back from Bob?
Well, they, have put it in evidence. I guess if you wanted to see it, they could...
Well...
It would perhaps be prudent to check the typescript and compare it to the...
typewriter's as work?
Typewriter at his office, see if it matches. Because if it was written elsewhere, then that's certainly suspicious.
Good idea. So he'll let you have it to check that.
Cool. Much obliged.
All right, so is there anything else you guys want to do here tonight?
Anything else the professionals have in mind?
No. There's nothing more we really can do here.
Would they check for prints at this time?
I don't think so.
No. I don't think so. Well.
That's why I was asking earlier, do I have a baggie?
Like, this is very early in the fingerprinting days.
Yeah. I guess we could check the balcony, just do a once-over.
I'll go with Rupert to check the balcony, make sure they're...
All right, the balcony.
Because, I mean, this is high up, so...
Yeah.
Either someone came from above, or...
I'm assuming Daniel's handing the cops several substances he found on the body. Anything that looked suspicious. Like a swab from the mouth and stuff.
Okay.
To see if they can identify it and get back to him. And then he's probably going to...
Do they even have a lab?
...dead on his feet.
They've got... like a general coroner type of...
Anna, I think you might be the better... fair enough. Submitting evidence is always good, but...
Yeah, we don't want to get on the bad side of the police. I know I would do it better.
Yeah.
Because that's why I had two swabs.
Ah.
I gave one to the police, and I kept one myself. In a, of course, airtight container and everything, but... And then Daniel is going to go to bed because he is dead on his feet.
Oh.
So, Conan, you want to give me an investigation roll for what? For the,
balcony?
Balcony. Yeah, this is like a balcony garden area.
I have a 5 again.
Anyway, Rupert... Oh, okay, maybe I don't need it.
All right, so, investigating here, you notice a, number of footprints and some cigarette butts kind of behind a bush near the, edge of the window or the French doors in the ground. There's a cabinet here which is like a tool chest. It is locked, padlocked.
Uh-huh.
Is there anything heavy that I can just smash the lock with?
You don't you have a lighter touch? You don't have burglary, do you?
No, well, wait. The cops, normal PD, would probably be able to pop this thing.
They go and ask Miss Manchester, and she points them to one of the servants, and they produce a key for it.
And I make sure to point out the cigarettes and the footprints. Are the footprints all one type of shoe?
What was your total?
5.
Superb.
Yeah, it looks like it was all one set of shoe prints.
Okay.
Do they go anywhere? Just stand around and then go back in? Or
you can sort of see a dirt trail from kind of dirt garden area across the concrete or flagstone part to the fire escape.
Now, the trail that leads over that way, I'm going to follow it, but is it also distinct footprints?
The trail is just kind of a trail of dirt. There's not distinct footprints.
Okay. I will leave the tool chest to Rupert.
You wish. I'm coming with you.
Well, I'm going to mention to Bob, my good old friend Bob. He's in charge of the investigation here. I have found a trail, and I'm going to check out what went down the fire escape.
All right. It's a long trail, and at some point can't find any more traces of the dirt.
So it's just that I ran out of dirt, and it's not that they went inside?
As far as you can tell, yeah.
Well, it goes down the fire escape, right?
This is the penthouse, and it's on, like, the 14th floor.
Oh, well, okay, so I'm going to go back up, tell him the trail ends on what floor did it end on?
The 14th, which is the top.
Oh, so it did not go down any flights.
It went down probably five or so flights before you kind of couldn't really see any distinct traces anymore.
Okay,
there was, it had probably fallen off his shoes or something.
The trail ends on the 9th floor, fire escape. Yeah, it's been a long day. So I will tell him that I will,
No. Moron. I mean, you brilliant man.
After hearing the moron comment, I will shoot Rupert a look, and I'll pretend I didn't hear that.
Yeah, what? I didn't hear anything. The dirt. What kind of dirt is it? Is it from the balcony, or,
Yeah, it's from the garden.
From the garden here, okay. Why don't we take a sampling of the dirt, and we can compare it to maybe someone's shoe later. What do you say?
Sounds good. I didn't think we had that kind of technology.
Well, we don't need technology. We just taste it and smell it. The good old-fashioned way.
I apparently missed that day in crime tech lab with my old...
Yes, well, old survival tricks.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure we can find a vial to take some dirt for Rupert to taste later. That's tracking, not investigation.
Yeah.
Which I don't have.
Well, I mean, it would be investigation to see if they're the same, wouldn't it? Or possibly survival, capped by investigation or something.
Maybe. See, this is why we make such a great team. I follow the trail, you lick the trail, you taste the trail. Are we on the right trail? Still on the right trail? No, this one's strawberry.
All right, I guess we'll call it a night.
All right. Then in the morning, the chief of police meets with you guys, and he says, well, I know you guys think this is it. There was something more going on here, but the mayor's kind of on me to just close this. It was a suicide. There was a burglar who may was startled by the body, and that's how we're gonna close this, though. I don't like this, and if you guys continue to investigate, I'll help you as much as I can, and if you come up with some hard evidence, I'll go over the mayor's head.
I will say I understand how politics works, and I'll throw in the comment, it must be a re-election year.
Well, then Manchester Electronics provides some good jobs here, and we don't want anything that might endanger that.
Yes, that is true. We were actually coming to see him, and we just want to make sure that that this might not lead into something that the mayor might be interested in, that this could possibly be linked to corporate espionage. So it might be a good thing to check all the employees and make sure nothing has been stolen from the factory.
Suppose all this falls upon us, old boy.
He will provide you a list of people that he knows of that are connected to John Manchester, which I'll throw in the chat there.
Thank you.
And yeah, their official report is that, yeah, he died because of hydrogen cyanide ingested in the scotch.
Huh. Have they done an autopsy on the body yet?
Yeah.
I believe that was their
okay. Conclusion.
Oh,
what's on the swab that I took? The same thing?
Yeah.
Do I draw the same conclusion?
Yes.
I asked Daniel, what about, you mentioned neuropathy or, the blue.
Cyanosis.
Blue skin. Cyanosis. What'd you make of that? Would that be consistent with just cyanide poisoning?
Depends on how quickly it was done. And depends on if he wasn't already dead when it was ingested. Cyanosis is generally a sign of suffocation, and that is one of the symptoms of cyanide poisoning, but generally it happens too quickly to be shown on the body.
Huh.
Oh, when I was...
That's why we have a medical professional.
I'm sorry to ask her. I should have asked before, but did I notice any red flecks in the guy's eyes? Or coppery flecks?
I don't think so.
Okay. It's not smoke inhalation. Okay.
So well, we didn't see any other signs of violence on the body, right? So it would have to be one poison or another.
No bruises.
No.
Which I found rather odd.
And I suppose it's too late to go back up there and check the fireplace more thoroughly.
Bob can get you back up there.
My last thing, I just want to check the fireplace to see. That chip is bothering me. Something is that I think is there. And I just want to do a quick investigation of the fireplace itself to make sure we haven't missed anything.
Okay.
Let me guess, you need our roll?
I think you probably should have noticed this before, but yeah, if you investigate the fireplace, the Nick, you can find a bullet in there.
A bullet? Dear friend Bob, I believe I have found something that might interest your police chief.
All right, so they'll help you dig that out, and it looks like probably a .45 slug.
And I'll hand it to him, and I'll say, even if the victim has already had already committed suicide, the simple fact that a bullet was fired in here means that somebody intended to murder him.
No, Mr. Rogers. Perhaps Mr. Brooks Stone can help me with this as well. Is there a way to determine if the dead man fired his a pistol or anything?
Well, there was
well,
no
yes,
plot.
Of course. There would be... Would you let me speak, please?
I'm sorry.
Yes, of course. There would be residue on the clothes and on the fingers. Depending on what kind of gun it was, there might also be a small burn mark.
Yes, so, but in order for the dead man to have fired that, there would have had to have been a gun somewhere.
Well, presume that the murderer took the gun after he left down the fire escape.
Yeah, my comment was for the police chief, that at the very least, the mayor should know that even if said person committed suicide, somebody had been there with the intention of murder, and we have this...
Other
I mean, the investigation is closed, so...
Yeah, their official explanation that if that was probably fired by...
The burglar?
Burglar who was surprised when he found the guy there dead.
Going to ask the police chief, because he doesn't seem to believe this is
suicide.
Not a murder. I'm going to ask him, off the record, was there any powder on the sleeve when they finally undressed the body?
No.
So he can get you in. Oh, okay.
So he didn't fire the gun, at least not with his hand.
Well, I will make sure to tell the chief that we will be as discreet as possible, and we will inform him of anything we find.
All right.
I have to keep a good relationship with at least one group of authority in the...
Can I go into the room again under the pretense of I left something there?
Well, Bob got us in, so if you want to do something...
All right, I want to see, because I'm a man of science, where did that bullet come from? Which direction and what height?
There's string all over the place.
What's the trajectory of the bullet? I'm curious now.
All right.
Rupe is just fascinated by the professionals in action.
Well, yeah, we can call that a investigation. You can modify that by science if your science is higher.
It is. It's my highest stat.
We're CSI Manchester.
God dang it, these guys hate me.
Remember, fate point to reroll.
Well, you have to invoke an aspect, of course, but you do have medical mystery or... Well, okay. It has a stretch.
I meant to delete that on wings when I was rewriting this, but whatever.
What's the tally with minus three?
A two.
Two.
Plus two?
Yeah.
Figure that it was probably fired from about the hole where the glass is broken out in the door.
From the balcony?
Yes.
Huh.
Very curious.
About this time, your police contacts will tell you that Mrs. Manchester's looked over the jewelry that was in the box and says that it's fake. The thief must have stolen the real jewelry and replaced it with his fake, hoping it wouldn't be noticed.
Here's the more troubling thing. The thief would have to know, I will say this in front of Mrs. Manchester, the cops, and everyone, the thief would have had to know what to replicate. How to make it look, at least close to what to make it look, and how to get into the safe. So this wasn't just some run-of-the-mill random event. This is somebody, disturbing as this may be, this is somebody who knows at least Mr. Manchester, new Mr. Manchester, and maybe Mrs. Manchester. And until we've looked into the, you know, a few things further, I would suggest that she might want to go stay with friends or whatever. It might not be the safest place to stay alone.
Can I get something from the commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get Mr. Manchester's medical records?
Okay.
And see if he was a smoker?
Yeah, everybody smokes.
Pretty much.
Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Conan smokes a pack a day.
Yeah, Daniel doesn't smoke. So, Mr. Mean, that's a yes.
Yes.
Anything I could find out for the medical records would be helpful.
Nothing unusual.
So he was healthy for his age?
Yeah.
So,
anything else the commissioner tells me that might be of concern?
Is there anything else, and I will ask Mrs. Manchester, is there anything else in this room that seems amiss? Because who better to tell me than somebody who lives here?
Nothing that I notice, other than what you investigative types have already determined, though this is more her husband's room more than hers.
Okay, I will thank her for her cooperation. Give her a number that I can be reached at.
The hotel?
Yeah. For the time being, I'm... Yeah. Yeah, stomp on the floor. If I'm there, I'll hear it. But I will again suggest, just in case, because this sounds like somebody who knew them, it might be better for her to stay with relatives for a short time.
Oh, my dear, you sure this is a person who might come back?
You never know. The fact that they knew how to open the safe and that there as many papers as there were, this might not be a simple robbery for the jewelry.
Oh, dear. She will talk to the police about them providing some protection.
Okay. Maybe we should ask her about this mysterious Thompson woman in the will while we have her handy.
How are you saying this to her?
Yeah, this isn't as a... this is something Rupert mentions to the others while she's handy, right? But not allowed to her.
Was the will done all in handwriting?
No, it was typed up by a lawyer. This guy gave you the name of the lawyer here, right? David Foster.
Right.
I am saying to Rupert, this may not be the best time, and that we should maybe talk to a lawyer.
When's a better time?
Well, if you can figure out a tactful way to ask this question and not rub it in their face that she had been taken out of the dead man's will.
She's still in the will, right?
Yes.
I don't remember the specifics, but...
that the intention was to have her taken out.
Was it?
Yeah. Miss Manchester's, Lydia Manchester's portion was to go to this Thomas,
Thompson.
Thompson, what was her first name?
Linda Thompson?
Linda Thompson.
Perhaps Rupert would just, take her aside momentarily and ask if she knew of any changes to, the man's will or if he had made any recent changes or some such could be important to the case.
No, not to my knowledge. Why?
Then who would be the beneficiaries, if you'll permit me?
Well, the last I knew, myself, and, well, myself now, after the death of his poor brother.
Oh, his brother is dead as well?
Yes. He was hit by a car just the other day.
Good God. Just the other day, you say?
Yes.
Rupert's signing for
Conan.
For Conan to write this down. His brother Ralph killed by an automobile just the other day.
I will ask if the person who ran him over was apprehended.
No, it was a hit and run.
And I will ask another name that we have seen in here. If she knows who a Linda Thompson is.
No, I don't believe I've met anyone of that name.
May I talk to Miss Dang Person Manchester alone?
Guess we'll give them some privacy.
Excuse me, gentlemen, if you me and the to... lady might have a word alone.
Right. If that is all right for the lady. Mr. Rogers, perhaps we should go and check the typescript on the office typewriter.
Ah, yes. Let's go.
He kind of gently shakes her hands like, I really am very sorry about your loss. Do you mind if I ask you a couple of questions? I'm sure you're more than sick of police work at the moment.
Yes.
It's just a rather simple question. You were well acquainted with your husband's business, yes?
Not particularly.
But you knew what sort of climate the business was going through, because most men that I know show their triumphs and their downfalls on their faces very, very clearly.
Well, I know he had been under some pressure with this new invention of his.
Oh? What new invention is this, or is that top secret?
Well, you don't know exactly. That was why you were sent here to talk to him.
Ah, all right.
If you asked her about you, I don't know the details of his business.
Well, did it seem to you that he was upset by anything? Maybe something that was brought up at a dinner conversation that didn't seem quite right to you?
Well, I don't know. He had occasional arguments with his partner.
Were they heated?
I don't know the details of those. I mean, sometimes he'd come back from work and upset, saying he had been arguing with his partner.
Did he say that the day before yesterday?
Perhaps.
Did he seem upset the day before yesterday? I apologize. I should clarify.
He was, there was something wrong with him. You know, something troubling him.
But it wasn't, in your opinion, was it enough to drive him to do something like this?
Obviously it was.
You don't sound convinced. If you have any concerns at all, now is the time to tell me.
Well, if I had known that he was this disturbed, I would have, you know, tried to do something.
Oftentimes it's not our fault when people decide to do things like this. But if we turn up any other evidence to the contrary, I will be the first to let you know, ma'am.
Well, thank you.
And I would seriously take that police protection they're offering you. Just on the offside chance that there is something going on. I would not want anything to happen to you, ma'am.
Well, thank you. I hope you're mistaken, but thanks for...
So do I. Unfortunately, there are things in this world we don't understand and things that people do that we cannot possibly understand. I'm sure you, being a woman of character, have experienced quite a few of those individuals before.
Certainly.
If you need anything, he jots down his room number. That's my room number. And don't mind the large thing at the door. It's just my dog. Come talk to me if you feel like you need to.
All right. Thank you.
Not a problem. Get some rest. You look like you need it.
That's a doctor's order.
He's going to let her go do whatever she wants to do and go find the others wherever the hell they went.
His office.
Yeah, we're playing fetch with the dog downstairs because I don't think the office is here, is it?
No. That's okay, so
you're playing fetch
building.
With Storm. You're playing fetch with Storm. Okay.
No, we went to the Manchester building. Ye gods.
Well, yes, but I think we should all go together. Do you not remember what happens when we split the party? You become magically entangled.
Very well.
She gets shot. He gets shot and laid up with his dog.
And you end up in jail.
Yes.
He gathers his stuff, comes back downstairs, and flags down the other two. Mostly by whistling for Storm so he stops running around like a chicken with his head cut off, chasing after a ball that probably Conan hasn't thrown.
No, I threw it a couple times, just enough to make him think I throw it every time.
Well, I got something interesting from the widow.
Oh?
In her opinion, yes, he was upset, but the sound of her voice, she doesn't believe that he was that upset. She said she had no idea that he would do something like this. That, to me, doesn't sound like suicide.
It depends on how near, how warm the relationship was.
Well, you didn't actually make an empathy roll to determine.
No, I'm determining by her sound of her voice, but...
It's a guess.
It's a guess, yes.
Yeah.
I'm not... I'm going to try and avoid rolling dice at all costs because they hate me.
Well, you haven't done that badly.
So, off to the office.
All right.
Yes, off to the office, which is downtown, I'm assuming?
Yeah. I think I can give you guys a map of the city.
Ooh, map. Ooh. That would be useful. I still think that suicide note is worded a little funny.
Yeah, me too. It's been bugging me, and I've damn near put it into Google to see if that brings anything up.
What would it possibly bring up?
I don't know. I want to say I've heard it somewhere before.
No, it looks like
it's
a code.
It's a form letter suicide note.
No, it looks like a code.
I don't know about that, but fair enough.
The map and the key to the map.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Thank you much. Oh, yeah, you definitely do need a key.
Quite a few places.
Alright, so where's that building of the plant?
You guys go to the Manchester building?
But I guess we're going to the plant, right?
No, 38 Manchester building.
Alright, so you guys go down there and...
They barge in, of course, in a friendly manner. And if this Donald's... No, Donald Matthews is in, maybe we should interview him as well.
Alright, is that who you want to talk to first here?
Yes.
All right.
Now,
yes, what?
He'll, the receptionist will, then lead you to his office.
Yeah.
Yes, what's this about?
Yeah, we're the ones who found your friend. We were to have a meeting with him today. There was something of importance we must talk to him. So, and we believe what happened to him has a little more to do with the business than anything, the company, than anything else. And as part of our job, we need to make sure that there is no, corporate espionage.
Way to tip your hand, sir.
What, from what the police say, he killed himself. Why are you meddling with this? Why are you asking questions about this? The police have finished their investigation.
Yes, but I'm a...
We're not with the police, are we? We're with the Century Club. And we had some dealings in mind with your partner, was it? Your senior partner. And, there are some remaining lingering queries that we are... forced to deal with.
I'm going to ask Dirk, since I have not said anything to this guy yet, can I make an empathy roll and see if he is scared of something?
Okay.
God, I told you, the dice hate me. It's a 2, or a 1. I could take some empathy roll, but...
Do you have any aspects? Like...
I have, you think you can fool, make a fool of me, think again. Actually, that's not a bad aspect. Can I take that aspect and, roll again?
Alright.
Alright, I'm gonna take...
Generally about aspect. Reading people, I guess.
Yeah. I'm gonna take that aspect, I'm gonna change my goddamn color. I think I'm gonna have to change colors every time. It just doesn't like me using one color.
Maybe you should roll real dice. What'd you get this time?
Same damn number.
This is why you take +2 instead, when you roll... that way.
You don't see fear. It seems maybe a little upset at you for being here, maybe.
I guess Rupert will try to charm him a bit and say that, of course, any dealings he might have had with the club might be transferred to you. I suppose you are what's the term?
The Century Boss? Club is... The Century Club is well known, right? I guess?
Reasonably.
So, he doesn't necessarily know of any of our dealings. So I will pipe up with the, we are privately investigating this and we have to protect our interests too, just to make,
at this point, I elbow him very, very hard in the gut.
I dodge. Can I dodge?
Surprise attack.
Shut up.
Well, he hadn't mentioned a mean thing about the Century Club. Are you offering to...
Yes, well, since you are no doubt the new, shall we say, caretaker of this business, then maybe the business should fall to you, and if there are any is any business to conduct still, then, well, we would have to see that you have the... the devices in question, right? Perhaps you could give us a little tour and see, show us around.
He just kind of narrows his eyes at you a little bit. I don't have time to be playing escort to some tourist or, what are you, some sort of two-bit investigators or something. I've got enough work to deal with now that I have to handle all the business.
Then perhaps you could have a secretary or an aide do it for you. We wouldn't be in the way much.
All right, I personally am kind of getting fed up with his attitude, so I'm just going to lay my cards out on the table.
No!
You are a terrible investigator. You realize that.
I'm going with an old...
You shouldn't have investigation anywhere on your sheet. You shouldn't have empathy. You shouldn't have any social skills.
I don't have empathy. I have investigation. I don't have... The closest thing I have to a social skill is rapport, and that's at 1.
You should have an aspect
I could make an action, but go ahead, Darfo.
I will lay my cards out. I was like, it was more than just a suicide/robbery. Whoever did this knew the your business partner fairly well. He knew what jewelry he kept in the safe to, well enough to make copies. He knew whoever this was knew the code, and we are investigating because we believe that your partner's wife may still be in danger.
Doesn't seem to have anything to do with the business, so
it's only one side of our unfortunate dealings in this town so far.
What was that?
Oh, it's just one side of our unfortunate dealings in this town. We're still interested in the business.
May I make a rapport roll and try to convince him to show me, not necessarily the other two, because I'm sure he's fed up with them by now, to show me the invention in question?
You can try.
All right, I have to change my dice color again.
I don't think it works.
Ah.
That is a 6.
Is it?
I believe.
I think it's a 4, isn't it?
No, it's a 5. I'm sorry. So I have rapport at 4.
Right, and you came
four,
out.
4, 3.
Plain.
4, 5, minus 1.
No, you
You got 2 minuses and 2 pluses. That's 0, right? Presuming those are your dice?
Those are my dice.
That's a 0 with your rapport is what?
4.
Yeah, I don't think I can do that.
Okay.
I will say, okay, I guess we'll be out of your hair, but just one last question, and at least until we find anything that may concern you. Do you know of a Linda Thompson?
I think Rupert's about to eat his moustache by this point.
No, I have no idea who that is.
Okay, being a man of my word, I will walk out.
All right.
I guess I'll tag along, no point in.
I believe I will be flogged later tonight. And mysteriously, Conan is staying now at a new hotel.
No, Rupert,
in an undisclosed location.
He'll put his arm around Conan and say, I'm going to snoop around a bit. I suggest you perhaps go talk to the police or do something important and perhaps sniff the dirt or something, and we'll meet up again at the hotel, yes?
Yes, I'm going to call. Now, the Century Club has agents everywhere, right?
No.
Really?
You're it.
Would we have a database, like, with the same knowledge the normal government would have?
It's called contacting.
Yeah.
Contacting? That's not a skill, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Damn it. Well, wait, can I get rid of something I haven't been using at all that I meant to get rid of that I just couldn't figure out what to replace it with?
Depends on where it is and what it is.
It's an average. It's art.
All right. I'll let you do that.
And I want to replace it with contacting. I believe I mentioned it before, but I couldn't figure out what to put. Nothing that I could think of at the time would fit a detective. All right, with my newfound skill of +1, I'm going to see if I can't contact some people in the government, get me some information on both our deceased friend and, more importantly, his partner.
All right.
I evened out with 1.
All right, so with the 1, you can find out the government has done some business with him, and there was some interest in whatever this new electronic invention was. That's probably about all you could get with that.
Okay.
Rupert will attempt to sneak into Mr. Manchester's office and compare the typescripts.
Well, you go try to sneak in his office, and in the outer office, there's his personal secretary, Doris, is there.
Ah, excellent. In that case, he'll not sneak, but he'll walk in.
And see, this is why we don't let Rupert go anywhere alone. He always falls in love with the first thing with legs he sees.
Well,
it's a very real possibility.
We couldn't leave him alone with Bahara. We couldn't leave him alone with Bahara. He proposed to the villain's daughter.
Well, Doris does not look like Bahar.
No.
He's more the...
But, any port in the storm.
Oh, God, I can't wait to hear this episode.
She'll go, yes, can I help you?
Yes, of course you can. You are Doris, correct? Mr. Manchester's secretary.
Yes?
Yes, I'm Mr. Sterling Pardew of the Century Club. I believe I had an appointment, or rather, we had an appointment with Mr. Manchester until his unfortunate demise. There were just a simple few bits of information that I could very quickly verify if I could see his study for a moment. Shouldn't take long. How about you be a nice secretary and let me in.
What do you need?
Oh, just a peek at his typewriter, actually.
Well, she says I type most of his things for him.
Check her typewriter, too.
Interesting. May I have a look at that? And he points to her typewriter.
Okay, certainly.
Okay, he'll compare the typescript, if he can, a little stealthily.
All right, probably be investigation, whether you could compare them.
All right, I believe that's at 0 for now. Let's have a go, see what I roll. And, oh dear. See, I don't believe I have anything terribly useful, but...
Get a plus two.
let's see.
It's gonna really suck when you have to ask her for...
Well, he does have uncanny pupils, so I could invoke that and say he's been studying the work of Mr. Rogers before he went off the deep end.
I never went off the deep end. I have a different way of investigating.
What's your total then?
If I take a plus two, then I'm at average.
All right, then we'll say that. It looks like it's a match.
It's a match. Interesting. Then he'll show her the topmost line of the letter and ask her, did you by chance type this line?
No, I didn't.
Rupert's the worst character for this because he has no investigation and no empathy. See, you know, there's no real way for him to know.
No, you are very friendly. You might be able to.
That is true. I just recall that. How about I,
He's so friendly, he squeezes the truth out of them.
Yes, he'll go, come now, you make use of this a little now and then, surely, maybe, for your own use, and maybe you're asked to write, I'm just talking in circles, it's way too late for this. He'll just attempt to charm her a little and see if he can joke the truth out of her, right? Can I do that?
Okay.
Okay. Would that be a straight rapport roll, or should I modify it by anything?
You can just give me a straight rapport roll.
Okay, that's 4. Okay, that is a 6, I think.
No, I didn't type that.
Anyone else?
I know the night watchman, Ed, was saying that he heard some unusual noises here the other night.
Last night?
That would have been Saturday, I think he said.
Interesting. Could you point me to this night watchman?
You can get you his name and address, or you can talk to him here later this evening.
Well, I'll certainly take both.
All right.
And then he'll thank her and kiss her hand and wish her a lovely day.
All right. You guys done there? Or want to do anything else?
Yes. probably best to bugger off before Donald gets any more annoyed.
Well, you weren't near Donald. But yes, bugger off before he sees you.
Well, I was near him before, and we got him very riled up, didn't we?
He was done with you.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. Seeking out the... Rather, let's bugger off and I'll find the watchman after. What other interesting leads do we have? The list of people. There we go. Spoke to Doris. Nurse John's lawyer would be interesting to meet. See what he knows about this Thompson woman.
Well, I'm actually taking a bit of a detour. I'm finding out... I want to use an art contacting role. I want to find out the old style detective work. Go to the local bars. Find out if there was anyone that had a... or would that be investigation to find out if anyone had a beef with Mr. Manchester?
I'd say maybe contacting modified by investigation.
But when you say modified, please tell me I get to add my entire investigation.
No, that means you get a plus one if it's higher than contacting.
I would like to reroll fate point plus everything is connected.
Okay, use that to what?
To reroll.
Okay.
Anna has cursed the dice.
I rolled pretty decently recently, so...
I have a 3 now that I've rerolled.
All I see is a minus.
All right, and what were you specifically looking for here?
I want to find out if anyone had it out for Mr. Manchester. Oh, wait, if I get modified by investigation, I have a 4.
Well, you do pick up some information that maybe the local mob was leaning on him, and he may have been paying some protection money.
All right. Could I find out if this was related to the business, or most likely to the business?
Yeah. probably related to the business.
Well,
wouldn't be disturbed by the mob.
I am a man of my word. So, my next stop, I guess, before going back to the hotel to talk to, Daniel and Rupert, I am going to go see the police chief.
All right.
Do you want to do that right now or talk to, I haven't heard anything from Daniel in some time.
And, well, I want to do anything?
The lawyer. I'll grab Daniel and go see the lawyer. Rupert sucks at all this investigative stuff.
Yeah, well, I figured this would be a good one since Conan got stuck in the jail cell and stuff last time. I thought I'd give him one that'd be more in his...
More investigative.
Yeah.
Poor Conan, saddled with a player like Carl.
Hey!
Yeah.
I'm getting better at it.
Yes, you are.
A little. Sherlock Holmes as played by Keanu Reeves.
Peter Sellers.
Or Cato. I am Sherlock.
Peter Sellers isn't that violent.
No, Cato.
I am Sherlock Holmes' slightly mentally retarded brother.
All right, so you're going to the lawyer.
Foster, Mr. Foster, the lawyer.
Right next door. All blocked down, anyway.
So, what do you gentlemen need to see me about?
A little quirk in Mr. Manchester's will. You are aware that he had some changes in mind? Did he bring this up to you, perhaps?
Well, you should probably do a rapport roll to see how...
Fair enough.
How well you can schmooze this guy.
Me too, or just him?
Well, if you want to, you can as well.
Good, because I haven't made a fool of myself yet.
Here we go. Oh, I can't complain with those results.
So, you were blue?
Yeah, I'm blue, yeah. I have, like, legendary or whatever it's called.
F4.
Well, still good.
Plus four? Well, that's still, So he's reacted favorably to you guys, and we'll say, well, I've talked to Bob, and he said you guys were doing some investigation, even though they've officially closed the case. And, well, yeah, I did draw up a codicil to his will, but, John did that occasionally to smooth things over with a girlfriend. He didn't sign it. I don't think he had any intent of signing it.
I see. So this Thompson woman is no one of consequence.
Woman scorned, Wilhelm. Woman scorned.
To the case.
Again, do you not know how psychotic a scorned woman can get?
Too well, sorry.
I certainly didn't advise him to do this. It's maybe not the most ethical of practices, but he brings me a lot of business, so if he wanted this, I helped him out.
Right, yes.
I don't know I've never met this woman before, so...
You don't have any information, like an address or anything like that?
No.
Hmm. Fair enough.
Well,
do you have anything
actually,
else to ask
for? Yeah, okay. He did meet her once, yes. So he would, he would be able to give you the description of her.
The curse of the module, yes.
Yes.
No. Oh, wait, yes.
Yeah. That's bound to happen more than once, so.
You haven't read any box text to us and then revealed something inappropriate after, because they didn't change the tone.
It doesn't actually have box text.
Oh, good.
Well, good and yes and no, because it means I have to figure out what can actually be.
All right, so he has met her once, and he can give us, what did you say, an address?
A description.
A description. Okay.
Description of young, pretty, blonde.
Figures. Pray tell, where do these young, blonde, and frilly sorts frequent? What places do they frequent in this town? You know, you're a lawyer.
I think you may be an actress or something.
Actress, interesting. Is there a playhouse in town, or like a movie set, or?
Yes, there's a playhouse.
Ah.
The Bristol Opera House. The new Bristol Opera House.
Interesting. Did she seem like, the opera house type of actress?
Yeah, she seemed like an actress. Yeah.
Ah. Daniel, did you have any other lingering concerns to bring up, perhaps?
Yes, but not for here.
All right. Then I suppose this is it for us for this time. Thank you for your time.
Certainly.
Are there any flyers circulating around about what the opera is currently playing? Could I just pick one up somewhere?
Yeah, this currently is The Mousetrap.
starring Miss Trixie Star.
Rupert,
mm-hmm.
How long has it been since you've gone to a play?
Oh, ages. I only really listen or observe the play of animals, you see. Well, you know, the... Anyway, no.
What say you, me, and the failed detective over there go see the opera tonight?
Wait, I'm not with you guys.
I know. That's why I said that and didn't say it into your face.
You're mean. I'm a good detective. I'm just a very blunt and straightforward detective with a short temper.
That makes you a not good detective.
That depends.
You're a special investigator, yes.
Anyway, what say you and you, me, and Tim go see the opera tonight?
You believe this is a lead to follow, then?
I do. I think this Miss Trixie Star might be our suspect.
Seems a bit extreme for an actress, but fair enough.
Well, actually, as you look at the date, it just ended its run yesterday.
What's playing now?
Well, now they're down for a while they, you know, change.
Well, they rehearse and... Change
scenery and all that.
Yeah, they paint new scenery and...
Yeah.
Right? Why don't we go pay them a visit?
Sounds like a plan.
There's one thing we probably need to take with us. There's one thing I know is women cannot resist a cute face. Say, I left never go anywhere without Storm, so I left him outside the other building. He could probably hear that.
But, yeah, you know, Rupert and Conan were like, oh, yes, of course, yes.
Well, hey, I'm not with them. I'm headed to this police station. They never came and got me.
So where is the opera house? Completely on the other side of town. Okay, let's go that way then.
While they're going to the opera house, would I have gotten to the police station yet during that time?
Sure.
Okay, I will go. Is the police chief free? I should first ask.
Well, may have to wait a few minutes, but yeah, you can...
That's no big trouble. In a city such as this, I am sure they are swamped.
All right, so I've been let in to see Bob.
Bob, and is Bob the police chief?
Yeah.
Ah, Mike, Bob, good, so good to see you again. I found out some interesting news. It would seem the local mob has been was leaning on our dear departed friend.
Didn't know they had their hooks into anybody that far up the food chain.
Well, either way, I do believe this is a much, much more serious situation than we first realized. And actually, I was hoping to get any information I could while I was down here on said local mob.
The Jarrett Gang. Getting a little late here, especially for
Rupert.
For Wilhelm.
That's after one. It's not terrible, but I'm getting a little... I've noticed I have trouble concentrating, so not terribly good for an investigating game.
I think this is a good breach point.
Is it?
Yeah.
Everyone has a direction to go? Oh.
Yeah, you guys are going after the actress... and we, I am going to be,
pseudo-chopping the Jarrett Gang?
Maybe. well, right now I'm getting information. I'm going to find out who of their hierarchy is the easiest to lean on for information in the gang. Mm. And I'm sure the Jarrett Gang wouldn't want Centurions coming after them. Because, you know, look at some of the Centurions we've had. We've had one that turned a tank into a death machine and just rolled across the enemy army.
What?
Well, yeah, well, you'll be able to find out there is that they seem to... The suspected members, they hang out at the Club Apollo, and they're also connected with the Fraternal Order of Dock Workers.
The Fraternal as in Brotherhood?
As in a union, the Dock Workers Union.
Okay.
And we want to call it there?
Sure.
Yep.
Sure. Good. Thanks.
I don't know.
The...
Is this working for you guys? Or?
Yeah.
I hate the dice.
I haven't.
Or rather, the dice hate me.
I haven't been thrown into a jail cell yet.
Because, see, there's a couple of things that I know as a player from what you're saying that my character would know, but the dice is like, nope. You're too stupid to catch that right now.
Like what?
I knew there was something wrong with the bookcase. And I couldn't freaking figure it out because Daniel rolled, like, what, did I roll all negatives or something?
Yes. Well, I'm surprised that if there's something wrong with the bookcase, I figured I would have figured out with a roll of... Plus 8 is legendary, right?
Epic or legendary, one of the two.
Yeah.
It's very good, anyway, so...
If I'd spent a fate point, I would have known everything. The secrets of the universe would have been locked and locked before my eyes.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's different. It's a challenge for Rupert.
Well,
I'll just have to keep an eye on who I can charm.
See, I have to think more investigative-wise. I'm too used to being the thug. I might have to get rid of fists altogether so I don't get into fights. So I have to find a way to talk my way out of it.
Well, it's part of your character, finding bad people and beating them up, obviously.
Hey, but compared to our first Sotsy game, I am doing considerably more investigation and I'm being considerably more diplomatic. By this time in the air game, I had already knocked out several people and tried to kill two.
Oh, I suppose. Anyway, Dirk, thank you.
Yeah.
I'd love to continue this at some point.
All right.
Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Thanks, Dirk.
Yeah. See you on.
See you guys. W is not a number, Anna.
You always type W when you're doing this.
I think it's because W key is right under the four.
She's thinking about me all the time. I mean, who can blame her?